This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. Oh, my word. What is going on in Australia? We're starting to worry about you guys.
It's been a pretty shocking last few days, I have to say.
Wow. So, tell us what's happening.
So, starting with Saturday, and obviously listeners will be very familiar with the names Bondi Junction, which is in the heart of the eastern suburbs, which again is the heart of two-thirds of the Jewish community in Sydney. And Westfield, we've mentioned the name before, is an international shopping center conglomerate. And so in the heart of Bondi Junction is Westfield Shopping Center, which is massive and goes on forever. And I always get lost there. And so Saturday afternoon, this guy went in wearing an Australian rugby league jumper and with a 20 or 30 centimeter long blade, kitchen knife, and horrendously began stabbing people and killed six people and severely injured a number of others. And I mean, every story obviously heartbreaking. And one of the people he killed was a young mother who was holding a 9-month-old baby. He also the baby, thank God, is apparently recovering in hospital. And then, so obviously, from the Jewish community perspective, obviously, first of all, shock and grief for every one of those casualties and victims and those who were killed and injured. And obviously, terrorism is the fear of terrorism is the first thing that comes to mind. The fact that it is in that area, it turns out it's a terrible story of mental health issues. Apparently, this assailant has had mental health issues for some time. And then specific Jewish angles to it. One of the young women who was killed, and he seems to have targeted women. I think, if I'm not mistaken, five of the six people who were killed were actually women. And one of them, her fiancé, according to reports, is Jewish, was a student at Masada College, Mariah College, and is a policeman, and was one of the policemen being sent to the shopping center in response to what was going on. Mm. And then when colleagues heard that his fiancé actually was one of the victims, they apparently, you know, just made him go somewhere else. So, and then in addition to that, this all happened on Saturday afternoon around 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Within hours, about 8:30 that night, started popping up on people's social media that the killer is someone called Benjamin Cohen.
Yes, I saw that. People were sending it to me. Look at you guys. The Benjamin Cohen is the... I had a fair amount of people attacking me with that, as though I either was Benjamin Cohen or had birthed and raised him.
And it turned out to be an absolutely horrendous mistaken identity. There is Ben Cohen, a young 20-year-old student at the University of Technology here in Sydney, and it was absolutely an egregious and irresponsible mistaken identity. But the irresponsibility came from media, mainstream media, one of our television networks, and social media, just parroting
this. Oh, so it actually came from... It actually, you know, I just thought it was your typical anti-Semite on social media. Was this actually published in the press or mentioned in mainstream media?
Yes, one of our mainstream news channels, television channels, reported this as fact. And within hours, like I said, from around 8:30 on the Saturday night, when the incident having taken place from 3:30 for the next half hour or so, within 5 hours, this was being parroted. And this poor young man being targeted with hate mail on, you know, social media. And it turned out to be not just mistaken identity, but then absolutely irresponsibly parroted and reported, etc., etc.
That's terrible.
So it is terrible. And then, so that is, and all of the above obviously comes in the context of the community just reeling in the context of everything that's been going on, and just following, just digressing, but not unconnected. And a major headline in the weekend papers, obviously prior to what we've just been talking about, nations widening division over Israel. And what that is talking about is the fact that the foreign minister, Penny Wong, gave a speech at the National Defense College in which he talks about moving Australia closer to recognizing a Palestinian state. And there's one comment on one of our major newspapers and describing this as a shift in Australia's outlook, accentuating domestic division in the country, provoking more conflict between Labor and the government. And she is a serious foreign minister, but this has been described as a realigning of the government's position. It is a Labor government, and reflecting pro-Palestinian sentiment within the Labor rank and file. There is to be a federal election within 12 months. So just like in the United States, it has an election within 7 months. Politicians, particularly those who are of a Labor or Democratic persuasion, have an eye to the election, and obviously that plays into what they say and what they do.
It's just insane. And then, of course, the church stabbing as well, really, really horrifying, especially as the whole thing was captured on film.
Oh, indeed. Apologies for overlooking that. And that is an Assyrian church as opposed to Syrian. Assyrian church. And I have to mention that there are extremely strong and very strong relationships between the Assyrian community and the Jewish community. They come to Yom HaShoah, they come to Yom HaTzmaut. The leadership of the Assyrian church and our community is very strong. And so obviously we have sent messages of condolence, support, empathy. And the police commissioner just a few hours ago said this has been identified as terrorism. So awful, and that just coming, just.
But I have to tell you what I found problematic is local news, EWN, BBC. They're talking about it being terrorism. They're speaking about it being extremism, but they're not naming. They're not naming the person, even though they were very quick to name the wrong person when they were Jewish, when they thought they were Jewish. And there's there's absolutely no even mention of what type of terrorism this is. And unless we start naming it, I don't know if we'll ever tame it. The fact that the BBC, EWN, all of these publications are silent, they're calling it terrorism, great. Yes. What type of terrorism?
And that's a very fair point, and that's a very good point. I know. I mean, the misidentification of that Ben Cohen was just horrendous. I mean, first of all, for him and his family, and then extending that out to the Jewish community.
And that is where we leave it. Vic Aladef, I know it's been a really, really rough week. Wishing you all the best. And we won't be speaking to you next Tuesday because it is Pesach. So I'd like to take the opportunity to wish you a Chag Pesach Kasher V'Sameach, more importantly, and may it be a time of freedom for us all. It is 7 o'clock.